Welcome to the Don Provda and Erica Gray Show. The Twist.
Welcome to the Twist News. I'm Erica Gray. I was listening to Gilad Erdan. He is the Israel ambassador to the UN. Now, you got to give this guy a lot of credit, because we know that the UN hates the Jews, and you're going to see more of that in this broadcast. But he goes in there knowing this and completely stands up for the rights of Jews and Israel and on the issues, even though he knows he's in an environment that is not friendly to the Jews. And in a recent broadcast of his, which I'm going to play in just a second, he actually cited how the UN would not for many months condemn Hamas, nor was it standing up for the rights of the Jewish women who had been brutally raped and mass raped. At first, he started saying that the UN was harboring terrorism, was facilitating it. But then in this broadcast, which I want you to listen to, he actually states that the UN is a terrorist organization. So let's take a listen.
Perhaps you will, colleagues, through its silence and inaction, the UN has proved that it prefers collaborating with terrorists than standing alongside the vibrant democracy of Israel. Tragically, the UN is not only a terror collaborator. Israel has exposed the UN's true colors. In Gaza, it's very sad to say it, in Gaza, the UN is a terror organization itself.
In a previous broadcast, I talked about UNRWA, that UNRWA enlisted Hamas terrorists, and that the aid for UNRWA was actually going to Hamas. So that's been established. It's clear that the UN consistently votes against Israel and uses the catch terms apartheid, occupied territories. That's a whole nother discussion that we're going to get into in future broadcasts and with experts who are going to come on. But it is apparent that he is correct. The UN is actually acting as a terrorist organization. So I'm going to show you something now that came up on Twitter and is being discussed on Twitter about the UN and its reports. So we're going to take a peek now at this particular post, which reads, "I can't believe the UN made things up, just can't believe it." And Joe Truesman stated, "The United Nations Human Rights Office in the occupied territories said in a December statement that it verified Israel killed journalist, founder, and director of Gaza Now, Mustafa Ayash. However, Gaza Now stated today he was arrested in Austria." And if you look over this news release, it is scathing. It is so unbelievably incriminating against Israel and against the Jews. And basically, this press release says that the UN Human Rights Office in the occupied Palestinian territory, okay, so that's loaded right there, the occupied, that again, as I said, a topic for another show, but has verified the killing of 50 journalists and media workers and has received information that 30 more may have died, and amounting to approximately 6% of all those registered with the journalist syndicate in Gaza. According to the International Federation of Journalists, 73% of the total number of journalists and media workers were killed globally so far in 2023 have has been in Gaza. Gaza has seemingly become the deadliest place for journalists and their families. This makes Israel sound horrific. But this report is baloney.
Baloney.
This report is a piece of fiction. So we're going to look at the next piece that appeared on Twitter. So journalist Mustafa Ayesh, who was reported to have been murdered by the Israeli military, along with 8 of his family members that included children, is alive and well and was arrested. He never was murdered. So essentially, the UN put out a piece of fiction. It's called propaganda. That's right. Propaganda to turn world opinion against Israel. But what this does is it also questions the United Nations. It questions its legitimacy, and it just tried to re-put itself on the map through a resolution concerning AI to make itself relevant in this current world order because it's become irrelevant. The UN is more than just irrelevant. It is a propaganda outfit. That's right, a propaganda outfit, putting out fiction, propaganda for a narrative to influence world opinion. And this is horrific for an international body that brings together nations around the globe and which is viewed by nations as the place to resolve issues and also determine international law or violations of international law. The UN is violating international law. The UN is a crackerjack organization. The UN is a joke. And as citizens of the globe, we need to do something about this. This is outrageous. This is corruption. I mean, there's no words. Gilad Erdan has a point when he calls the UN a terrorist organization. It not only will not call terrorism terrorism, it also is putting out a false narrative, propaganda, and is taking a stand against a people to try to tarnish those people to achieve its aims. The UN just put itself on the map with its AI resolution, but took itself off the map with this nonsense. So stay tuned. This is horrific that this would be done against any people or peoples of the world. And if it's being done in this area, how many other areas of corruption have infiltrated into the UN? It needs to be held accountable. Or maybe it needs to be revamped. And maybe the UN needs some checks and balances because of this sort of a thing. So stay tuned for more. Subscribe if you don't subscribe. Definitely hit that subscribe button. And we will see you next time.
Yeah.
Tune in next time for more from Don Provda and Erica Gray for their twist on world news.